You are listening to the Heart of Tradition podcast. Hello, it's been a while coming back on a topic that has been surrounding me lately, which is CBD and magnesium. A lot of people try to keep their copyrights, their trademarks, so they want to combine everything, make CBD Mag and Mag CBD and do all these formulations. But the truth is that people just really want to be able to trademark their products to where they can, you know, control it. And so if you really appreciate things as they are, you would realize that CBD and magnesium can work great together, but they need to be have their own separate reality. CBD taken, you know, and magnesium oil taken at the same, you know, general time period of your life or whatever you want to call that, but not at the exact same second or the same moment or combining and all that. Allow the body to work through each individual thing in and of itself instead of trying to think you have to combine everything, especially when it comes to the topical and especially with magnesium, because magnesium needs no assistance and no help at the cellular level. All the transporters that are built into each cell are magnesium transporters that are built into there, and they don't need aloe vera, they don't need lotion, they don't need any of that. And so this is just a way that we create all these products and attempts to help, but we actually have far gone just copying the way our ancestors did it. If we really were listening to our ancestors in 3,000 years of history, we would see that a lot of regions from Magnesia on down to Epsom and all these other cities in Europe, a lot of these cities had, you know, soft stone. The soft stone, Zechstein, means old stone, which is what we sell. But so this soft stone, they blended with water. It created a dry oil brine that had a natural dry oil like texture, like a viscosity. And they used that on the skin. So why are we trying to do something different than 3,000 years of history has shown us? And not just in Greece, but in Asia, they're finding bamboo shoots and all these other areas where they've been digging for this. Now, you don't see everything currently all the time because you have to keep digging. I mean, the soft stone does dissipate and, you know, it's used up. And so, but now we have this enormous source underneath Holland where you have the Zechstein Sea, and you have to make sure it has the Zechstein inside logo, because if it doesn't, it's not coming from the Zechstein. It's coming from some technical grade variant that's used for industrial processes, or it's coming from Asia and remarketed as Zechstein, and they sell it out of the ports of Holland and give you certificates and everything else. So if you go to the Zechstein inside brand, you can just call them yourself, the engineers at the source in Holland. So that makes that a whole lot easier, and they'll even let you know who's not doing it because they know there's only one source. So so the CBD thing, we just have to understand that CBD cannot heal anything in the body, really, if the magnesium deficiency is active. Meaning, yes, it can help. Yes, it can relieve some pain. Yes, it can dilate a little bit and allow certain processes of detoxification, a certain kind of opening up to where things can get out of the body in a less, not painful way, but in a way which doesn't harm the body. Now, but that can only be done properly with magnesium deficiency being addressed. And so people try to use CBD to replace everything, and you can never use it to replace a deficiency, especially, you know, vitamin D and K2 and magnesium being the most important. A lot of people don't realize that if your magnesium levels are high, and not just any old magnesium, like, you know, people don't ask the question when you say magnesium threonate and glycinate, nobody stops and goes, but what's the magnesium in this? And so the magnesium in it is usually solvent extracted from undiscerning rock strata 99% of the time. And so this is a way to, you know, get this to come into the system. You know, they are using something that comes into the system, which is solvent extracted. It's not in a pure state. It's not something natural. It's something that's been recreated or whatever. So this is not doing that. This is actually coming from a clear stone called bischofite in nature. So CBD cannot overcome that. And so once the magnesium deficiency is addressed and you're really pulling out of it, and it takes 2 months to a year minimum to pull up out of this deficiency. It's a very serious one, and it'll probably take you 10 or 10 bottles. But hey, if it only costs you a couple hundred bucks for the year to knock out the biggest deficiency in the world, and then maybe a few bottles every year after that, well, then you've got something going for you, you know, that doesn't cost much at all and keeps you out of medical slavery. So just trying to let people know that you cannot use CBD that way. It's an abusive way to use it, to try to replace everything with everything, you know, through the CBD, instead of realizing that this deficiency cannot be overcome through it. And then on top of that, once the deficiency is starting to be healed, then the CBD starts to operate better. So there's an order to it. It's mag first, CBD second, as far as essentialness, as far as how essential it is to the body and to life. Magnesium is much greater in that level of essential. And so these minerals, you know, they're finding all these minerals underneath, you know, Lourdes and all these healing centers of antiquity, you know, the Fountain of Youth. Well, that's what it was. It was minerals too. And so the minerals do bring about properties in the water. And it's not just flowing water. You know, they had the brines, they had all of these areas where they would create this. And so it wasn't just as simple as that. Now, the reason it all disappears over time makes us wonder what they were doing, but you'd never hear this on the TV. Like, if you really pay attention to what they were doing with the soft stone, you would think it'd be all over the TV. Look, this is how all of our ancestors overcame magnesium deficiency. But nope, you're not going to see it anywhere. There's too much on the table, and you can't patent chloride, so nobody's going to want to mess with it. I mean, they can't control it to that degree. So anyway, trying to help clear out a little bit of, you know, bring some light into some of this fog, and get the mag done first. You know, when the mag's high in the body, and especially a high quality mag on top of that full spectrum, that's what we call it, not the full spectrum you see on the TV, you know, with the whoever's selling all these different types of magnesium. They're different types of oral magnesium. They call that full spectrum. Well, they're just going straight through the mesoderm instead of going to the ectoderm, which is where your nerves really are, which is where the skin is. And so they're missing the whole boat on this and kind of feeding us more half-truths with all their molecules that they control, or their copyrights, the way that they, you know, threonate, and the way that they patent these techniques. So, pull out of that and come to the real full spectrum, which is history, you know, using your history and understanding history, your mind, your heart, to heal the deficiencies, wisdom from the past, you know, not just walking around with a stomach saying, I can pull out of this with eating this, that, and the other. So use this enormous organ you have to filter and bring in much higher dose. I mean, look how small your little kidney is. Look how big this skin is. You know, you can bring in such a higher dose. And even if you want, even people that don't like products on their skin, take dose up all throughout the skin and then just let it sit for 20 minutes and then shower it all off. Or even longer, you can let it sit for 30 minutes, do some laundry, whatever, sit at home for a second and shower it all off. You'll see the dose that you're getting after that. You're like, wow, I'm using my surface area to dose. This is much smarter than trying to just go through the mesoderm and charge up the kidneys. So with the consequences that we don't see too well, the consequences on the kidneys, because everybody's got coffee addiction or some sort of tea addiction or whatever, and sugar. And so this masks the real state of the kidneys. So if we took away all those stimulants, boy, we'd see a lot of kidney insufficiency. I mean, at least in the practical level of just waking up and facing the world. So anyway, to get a life free of stimulants, come check out our literature on theheartoftradition.com. But to order our products, come check out theheartoftradition.com for the glass, blue glass bottles, always in glass. Never weaponize magnesium with plastic. It feeds it to all the cells. So be very careful to not, it causes weight gain and everything else. So get it in glass. Get it from us, or get it from someone else that, as long as they have that logo and it's in glass, get it from them. But 100%, that's all we put in the product. There's only one ingredient. So come check us out at theheartoftradition.com.